militants in Pakistan are going after Christian kids now. A ministry shares some thoughts in the aftermath of the Al-Shabaab University slangs in Kenya. And are you praying for the places where you aren't? What? We'll explain that story and more on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Brutal persecution is putting Pakistan back in the headlines. On Friday, at least two Christian boys in Lahore were targeted by Muslims. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
If they identified themselves as Christians, they were attacked.
When 14-year-old Fodor refused to deny Christ,
they pursued him on their motorbikes. They threw kerosene on him and then lit him afire. He was burned over 55% of his body.
Persecuted Christians aren't getting much help from the government, but they are pressing on to share Christ anyway.
They turn to God in prayer, and they plead with their brothers and sisters around the world to pray with them.
Please, pray for healing and pray that Christians would not retaliate with violence.
It's not with swords loud clashing or a roll of stirring drums, but it's with deeds of love and mercy that the heavenly kingdom comes.
Next, 6 years after the Boko Haram insurgency began in Nigeria, the United Nations is finally asking for help. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says the world is taking notice because the attacks are bigger and deadlier. Plus,
Boko Haram has recently sworn allegiance to the Islamic State, so they're following in suit with their military plans and actions and really upping their jihadist stance.
Along the way, they've been targeting Christians. Open Doors has been helping meet physical and emotional needs through the Christian Community Restoration Program. The call? Share the burden. You can find ways to do that through our website, but it really boils down to prayer and giving. That Believers Are Not Forgotten has created a gospel-shaped impact.
We've heard countless stories of even former members of Boko Haram who have seen Christians and seen the light of Christ that they have, seen what God's doing through them, seen how the body of Christ is united and caring for these believers in Nigeria. They haven't forgotten about them.
This is Mission Network News. The Al-Shabaab University massacre in Kenya hit too close to home for Compassion International's development center. It's just 100 miles away from the attack site. And despite shock and grief, it has been unifying. Kenyans are coming together to give blood for the wounded and comfort for the grieving. Compassion staff have been sobered by the violence, but their latest report was that the churches are packed. Will you pray with them in asking for hope, peace, and a bold faith in Christ? You can read the original blog for more details at our website. Meanwhile, did you know that just 8 languages will give more than 2.5 million people access to God's Word? Faith Comes by Hearing is announcing the release of 8 new scripture recordings spanning the globe from Africa to India. FCBH has one purpose when working with their partners in translating and recording: to help fulfill the Great Commission. You can be hands-on, too. Visit our website to find out what you can do to help Faith Comes by Hearing. And how many organizations are asking you to pray for places where they are not working? Wycliffe Bible Translators' Bible as People's Prayer Project is doing just that. They're inviting people to sign up and pray that translation projects will start in unreached areas. Shana Noble oversees the project.
It's something that anyone that's 5-year-old to 95 years old can do. And we really believe in the power of prayer and how really, God starts working in those language groups when someone starts praying.
Noble says after signing up, you receive a people group and reminders to pray for them.
We try to keep in contact pretty regularly with our prayer partners and encourage them. And then as updates are available, we send those along and so they can continue to pray and pray with details and specifics.
Want to be a part of the movement? You'll find the links at our website to sign up. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.